a near-perfect combination, breaking down the block charge call, and farewell to a legend. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Whether it's studying in the car on the way home from practice, going both ways on the gridiron, or striving for a second state title on the mat, Lake Fenton's Trent Hilliger is on a ride of a nearly perfect high school experience. He's perfect in wrestling the past two seasons, winning a Division III 215-pound title last year as a junior. He's leading his team this year as a heavyweight, and he also led the Blue Devils into the MHSAA football playoffs in the fall. On top of that, he carries a 3.97 GPA in the classroom. And while wrestling is generally thought of as an individual sport, Hilliger told the MHSAA second half he relishes its team aspects.
Like having your whole team watching you on the side and cheering you on, that's nice. And to see how far your team can go, like team states and all that stuff, it's pretty cool. Seeing a whole team come together like that.
Fenton is ranked third as a team in Division III and hoping to qualify for the MHSAA team finals in Mount Pleasant in a few weeks. You can read Bill Kahn's story on Trent Hilliger on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Michigan Army National Guard performer of the week is Nehemiah Mork of Midland Dow, who broke three meet records and placed first in four races in leading the Chargers to its 14th straight Tri-City swimming title last week. You can read all about that on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Royal Oaks' Cordell Dupree for his 35-point performance, 17 in the final quarter, in a big OAA boys basketball win over Berkeley Friday night. And to Grand Rapids South Christian's Jennifer DeBoer, who canned 6 3-pointers and finished with 24 points in a girls basketball win over Grand Rapids Catholic Central in a battle of unbeatens on Friday. Water is a critical nutrient for student athletes. Dehydration can cause muscle cramping and fatigue. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
The Michigan National Guard can help you complete your education. Now, when you sign up part-time with the Guard, you'll get additional tuition assistance from the state to cover any educational fees that may not be covered by the federal benefit. As a result, you can go for that certificate or associate's degree, or finally get your bachelor's, master's, or professional degree. Learn more about the benefits that come with serving part-time with the Michigan Guard at NationalGuard.com. Benefits subject to change.
The Michigan Army National Guard is a proud sponsor of the MHSAA.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Today we're going to talk about one of the great myths in all of basketball rules, that a defensive player must be completely stationary to take a charging foul against an offensive player either on the drive or on the dribble. The reality is that a defender only has to obtain what's called a legal guarding position. A legal guarding position is when the defender is facing the offensive player and is essentially beaten him or her to that spot on the floor. Once the defender is in this legal guarding position, the defender can be moving and can even have one or even both feet off of the floor at the time that contact occurs.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. A couple of weeks ago in Mount Pleasant, after a dry run of our setup for the team wrestling finals at Central Michigan University, I went to the local hospital to visit an old coach who was in failing health. The room, however, was empty when I entered, and I feared the worst for a moment until a nurse came up to me and said, "Oh, someone came by and took Jim to an indoor softball tournament at CMU. You want me to add your name to the list of the other folks who stopped by to see him?" I should have known that nothing was going to hold Big Jim Powell down. Well, Jim passed on to his heavenly reward on Saturday after a long battle with cancer, one of the legendary coaches of Mid-Michigan for over 50 years. I can't begin to summarize everything that Jim Powell did here, but Jim Lottie did a nice piece on Sunday that you can read online at themorningsun.com. The measure of a coach is not in wins and losses. Even though he coached Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart to the first MHSAA Class D baseball title in 1971 and had a lot of success on the gridiron, but it comes in the lives touched, making men and women out of boys and girls. And he did that so well coaching school and youth sports. It was my honor to be one of those as a team manager and statistician at Sacred Heart, where I could not just claim him as a coach, but as a family member. Well done, Uncle Jim. We'll see you on the other side. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.